Hey, all you groovy cats and kittens out there in podcast land. We'd really appreciate it if you could support the show. It means we don't have to take on advertisers. Just go to explorationsearlylearning.com, click on the Support Our Work tab, and make a selection. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. In studio with me, we've got Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
We're talking respect. And by the way, Aretha, she can sing.
Oh, yeah. Did you not know that?
No, I know that, but we might have used more than, we used a little bit of the song, and so this is actually a critique. We got to do a little bit of critique so that we can, you know, in case somebody wants to come and get us in trouble. But,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
Lady can sing. It's she's an awesome, you can, yes. Yeah, the copyright thing. If you're doing a critique, you got some leeway in using things. Anyway, respect. So here's the deal with respect. I've been hearing a lot about children being forced by adults to do things because they need to be respectful, or they got to learn respect, and blah, 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 blah. Now, these are things I'm seeing on the Facebook and on the internet and on the Pinterest, and a lot of these things are often things that many of us would think were developmentally inappropriate or not research-based, those kind of things. We won't get into any of them, but we can later. But here's my main point. Here's what I want to get to. Are early learning professionals forcing respect from young children because they're not getting respect anyplace else? And so respect isn't being given other places in their lives, and so they're forcing it and pulling it out of young children because that's the only place they're getting it in their lives? Is that a thing?
I don't think anybody would probably admit that, and if it is, it's probably a little subconscious, but I would probably say that's accurate.
This is probably something we should have had Tamar Jacobson on to talk about. It sounds like a Tamar topic, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does, and I think she would love to unpack that. That, you know, you try and get something from somebody else because you're not getting it from something or somebody else. I mean, we all know that there's not a lot of respect in the industry, and so maybe we're trying to backfill by getting it from the kids,
by demanding it from the kids.
And, now, and you can demand it all day long. You either have it or you don't.
And I mean, what's respect look like from a 2.5-year-old?
Right? How do you know a toddler respects you? They don't bite you. I don't know. Maybe they still bite. Maybe that means they extra respect you because.
Well, from some of the stuff I've seen online, respect means crisscross applesauce during circle time.
Yeah, that's not respect. That's control.
Oh, so is there a connection between respect and control?
Is there a connection, or are we misinterpreting one?
Yeah, yes. I mean, are we making them the same thing?
I think it's like
we're not
structured, but you're not really structured. You're just controlling, but you've started to use the word structure. This might be the same thing. They don't respect me. Well, is it respect, or is it they're just not doing what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be control.
Yes.
According to the interwebs, respect is a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, their qualities, or their achievements. It's to admire.
Hmm.
To admire someone or something deeply as a result of their abilities, qualities, or achievement. To revere, to admire, reverence, honor, regard.
So, if you want the four-year-olds to respect you, you need to do something respectable?
Respectful. You need to respect them.
You need to respect them. And that would probably mean trusting them to be the leaders of their own learning, and trusting them to do things like take the toy people over to the block area so they can actually have people living in their buildings, or trusting them to use more than two colors of paint, or trusting them to walk across the room with a pair of scissors because they need to cut something over there.
Sounds like you're once again circling back to, dare I say, the stupid rules episodes.
Well, dare.
Yeah.
Those stupid rules don't show a lot of respect for children, and then when you try to enforce those stupid rules, you don't get a lot of the respect you would like from kids back from them, because they're not feeling it becomes almost a cyclical thing, huh?
Well, you can't expect to receive that if you're not giving it, whether they're 2, 4, 6, 8, or 110. It has to be some mutual level of respect, appreciation, admiration, whatever word might be working there.
Well, I guess if we want kids to be respectful, we've got to, we can discipline them into it, can't we? I mean...
and beat them into submission.
Well, aren't there...
aren't
there
that?
People out there in the world that bring that line of thinking to the topic?
I think the first thing that would have to happen on an individual basis, and we're not going to be able to do it here during today's session, but it is thinking about what, as a provider, as an educator, as a teacher, as a parent, what am I calling being respected? How will I know that I'm being respected? Like, what does that look like? Does that mean that you do what I ask you to? Does that mean that you're, in compliance? I think we have to have an understanding of what that actually might mean
to us.
To us, before we really get in that and unpack it and poke it around and see what happens.
And maybe we need to think about why we need that from three-year-olds.
Well, if respect is what we're calling, admiration, I'm not really sure I need kids to admire me.
Or that they're developmentally capable of.
I'm wondering if we're using the wrong word.
You know what? If we want to be respected from them, maybe we need to be made out of ice cream.
Right?
Because I think a child
or
would
bacon.
Really... Yeah. Oh, bacon
cake,
covered...
Cake! Cake! Yes! Cake!
Bacon covered ice cream. You got to be freaking... What? You got to be Iron Man. You want the three-year-old to expect you to be Iron Man?
So maybe let's brainstorm. Like brainstorm. What do you think we mean... really, by respect?
I think we mean do what I say and shut up and sit down and keep your hands to yourself and don't fuck with that kid because I'm trying to read a story.
And I'm wondering if this, Dan, and I'm not sure if he still does this workshop, but Dan Hodgins used to have the participants solicit the things they were told when they were little, like don't speak until spoken to, and making eye contact, and like all these little family rules that you didn't realize were family rules that somehow translated into being respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And this now it is starting to sound like a Tamar thing when she writes down all, of those phrases and those things and those actions that somehow showed somebody that you were being respectful, but really it was just that you were doing what they wanted you to do. Did we just paint ourselves into a corner? Did we like talk in
No, we can talk ourselves out of it. If you think about talking yourself into a circle or into a corner, you can talk yourself out. It's such a difficult thing, and I think we do compliance is seen as respect.
Always bad?
Well, maybe not. I don't know. I guess I don't think about it. I have never thought about, gee, I wish that kid respected me. And I've worked with children from infancy on up to about to graduate from high school, and I've never had.
Have you heard? Okay, so I'm thinking about that because never is big.
Never is big.
I've never had. No, never as big. Is it that I have heard people say that child doesn't respect authority? Which I'm sure could be translated as adults.
Uh-huh. Or that child doesn't do what
but
I say.
I don't know, and it's hard because, you know, there's so many memory banks to filter back through. But do I have a memory right now of ever hearing a young child, like, appear disrespectful or an adult saying that child doesn't respect me? I have heard it more that they don't feel respected from the parents.
From the parents or by the director or by the community.
Or by the community or the society. Kind
of I've never had it with kids. Or desired it. I don't, how's that happen? Johnny comes up and says, "Good day, sir. I must tell you, I really admire you and respect you. Thank you for the peanut butter sandwich. Good day."
I mean, you may go about your business, sir.
As they adjust their monocle.
Right, yes. I would be more concerned about that kid. Right, with his hand like, hello.
Yes.
He's checking his pocket
watch. That's it.
Wanders away.
Spikes.
I'd be more like, let's
get rid of that. He could choke on that monocle. But no, they've got the little chain on it, so you just pull it right out. So I've never thought.
Well, there's a part of in rebellion, right? The kids are supposed to bring a little bit of the testing of the boundaries of stuff, which is why I think.
And see, now that I've seen and that I want and that I like.
Well, it tells me the child's on track developmentally.
Yeah.
It's my job to make sure that we've got people working in that particular classroom that realize that that's what kids bring to the table at that particular developmental stage, and that they're not like trying to get your goat, which is why I was just going to say you need to make sure that there's that fit of who is in each classroom.
Yeah.
You got major control freak. You can't have her in the toddler room.
Oh, no.
I might be able to find another seat on the bus for you, control freak lady, but the toddler room is not going to be it.
And yet, earlier this year, I did a presentation, and I think I talked about it in one of the episodes, this woman sitting at one of the front tables before we got going, talking to her table mate about the fact that she was having a hard time getting her two-year-olds to sit still for circle time and raise their hand when they had questions.
Oh, my God.
That's when
you wish you had the trap door on the remote control and just her seat open. Bye. Thanks for your time.
and I'm sure that she was equating that with them respecting her. You know, these kids they're a handful and they're not listening. They're not doing what I tell them, and that's disrespectful. And
because potentially based on your value system and what you were taught growing up, respect might translate to doing what you are being asked to do.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, the hard part here is when we are defining respect as things children are not cognitively or physiologically able to do, we are setting everybody in the situation up for stress and failure.
Exactly. Yeah, I have nothing to add to that because it's true.
And so maybe we need to... What do we need to do here? We need to pull back a little bit.
We need to pull back and I think individually figure out what we actually mean by respect. And if that means you barf it out on a piece of paper, that means you banter with a friend about it. But like just brainstorm, just barf it out. Don't filter, don't censor, just barf it out. This is how I know that the kid is respecting me or that I feel respected, whatever. And then look at it and see if you can see what the common denominators are there.
And maybe in addition to that, who you really would like to be feeling respected by?
Yeah, because it's not the six-month-old.
Probably not. I mean,
that's an older.
I mean, we can assume it's not, but maybe somebody really needs that. I don't know.
I would think that if we pushed each other, you know, appropriately, it comes back to feeling valued for the job we're doing for that family. You know, like we know that what we do is important. You know, is it more that I feel valued as opposed to being respected? That I feel that I'm seen as more than just where you drop your kid off so you can go to work? you know, that I'm just another cog in your wheel of the stuff that you feel you have to do on a daily basis? Or do you actually see that the service that we are providing is assisting and facilitating in that being a part of what you do?
Yeah. My thinker was thinking while you were, how does all of that tie to our motivations? If you are intrinsically motivated, do you need that external reward of somebody else's respect as much as you do as if you are extrinsically motivated and that respect is kind of a reward? It's kind of like a pudding pop for you.
I think people who are extrinsically motivated are the people who spend a lot of time saying that they don't get respect. And people who are intrinsically motivated realize that this is kind of what you signed up for. It might be nice every now and again to be at least acknowledged, but that's not what drives me. And so those perhaps are not, and I don't know, I'm laughing right now, but perhaps those are not the people who are saying, by golly, I should be respected.
Yeah.
Or this kid should respect me. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's not why we're doing it.
That's not what I'm here for.
That's not my motivating factor.
And then is there a connection between, or a confusion between respect and appreciation?
Oh, that's, I'm always intrigued by verbiage where we use different words, but we mean something different.
Because I think in some of those situations, I think what people are, when they're talking about that child doesn't respect me or that parent doesn't respect me, is what they're really getting at is I'm not feeling appreciated for what I do for them.
Well, that, let's see, appreciated. Appreciation.
Lisa Murphy has gone to the internet.
Appreciation, the recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of someone or something. Valuing, treasuring, admiration, respecting, regarding a full understanding of a situation. I have an appreciation of the needs of others. So that would be a different real use than what we're doing talking about right now. The recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of something, right? So I can appreciate this, right? I'm feeling that they see the good of what I'm doing, but I don't need them to be telling me all the time?
I don't know.
I don't respect. It sounds like it could be like the same a little bit.
Yeah.
They're using the same words in the definition. I know. I like your intrinsic and extrinsic kind of.
Yeah. How does that fit with any Dweck? Is there a connection
with intrinsic and in regard to somebody doing the job
I think doing
probably growth mindset, fixed mindset,
yeah,
or some of
I think sometimes we get these We're like oysters, and we get this little bit of sand in there, this little bit of grit, and this thing starts building up around that grit, and it doesn't end up being a pearl. It ends up being this pussy irritant.
Oh God!
So maybe we're not oysters, but no, we get these things
a
under
boil.
Us.
We're nasty feet.
Foot
Where
cheese.
Did that come from? We get these... God, at the pedicure.
we get these.
Sorry, guys, inside joke.
We get these bits under our skin that I'm not respected, and they just eat away at us, and I think we get locked in on that sometimes, and we get stuck there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's growth or fixed.
Maybe it's something else. I think
if somebody is defining their worth by what they're getting from other people, they're going to be disappointed.
No matter what.
Probably. I mean, yeah, I'd probably have to ponder that in depth a little longer, but at face value, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm needing to be constantly somehow verbally, you know, praised, affirmed, reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people might just be burning out, and that's what they want is respect, but they don't know what the respect is that they want, and they're just tired and burning out and they need something.
Just kind of that flailing around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
Somebody give me something.
And so yeah. maybe what they're
somebody looking, tell me that I should stay here.
Yeah. Maybe what they're lacking is self-respect, and maybe it's easier to demand respect from somebody else.
Well,
than
that's
to,
what I said about filling yep. what's empty.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. To dig in there and do the work that's there.
Hmm. Respect. I also started to think about the dynamic between the adults that are working together in regard to kids and that dynamic uh-huh. too of the perhaps two people, three people, four people working together.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a respect? See, now yeah. now is this maybe coming back even to relationships, right?
Well, yeah, and, you of, know, course, of course. Yeah. And I mean, that peer-to-peer respect in a classroom is, I think, would be more important to me than having the kids respect me, because you got to work with that person. And if you don't have a respect for their philosophy or their way of doing things or, you know, their
there's
hairstyle,
not a fit. Their hairstyle.
You know, you don't think that happens?
Sadly. I don't like her shirt.
She's got a piercing.
She has a tattoo. I can't work with her.
So, I mean, that could be a part of it, too. And then we touched on it but didn't get into it is the whole idea of respect for authority. I like that one because I think the respect a lot, from what I see online, I think the respect people want, it. They see kids at play leading their own learning and being the boss of their own thing as not respecting authority. You're climbing up the slide. And you're putting that sand has gone out of the sandbox, and you're not walking with your hands in the paper plastic bags over your head after you wash them the way you're supposed to.
Because if you take my rules away, that might allow and mean that kids could be the directors of their own learning, which might mean that I don't have a job anymore.
Yeah, or my job changes in uncomfortable ways.
Yeah.
Tough topic, Lisa Murphy. Why the hell did we do this one?
Because you wrote it on the board and the people voted.
Damn people. No, that's not true. I've got a lot of respect for the people. You know what the people
do?
Oh,
the people.
The people listen to the podcast and some of them even
the
enjoy it.
The people of the podcast picked the topic.
The podcast people.
Respect.
The pod people.
No. That's a different movie.
That's a different thing. Oh, okay. So anything else we want to unpack with this?
Tasha's
writing notes.
Good. What did you write down?
I just said respect authority. Sometimes those things stick
respect
in
my authority.
Some things just stick in your head, and you got to write it down so it goes away.
So does everybody? Are there staff?
Have you
people?
Ever felt not respected as a provider?
Not respected as a provider. By.
I don't know. Give,
kids.
Can
parents?
You give an example, or do we need to revisit? What time are we at? I mean,
no,
we
got all the time in the world.
Well,
the one family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we had one family that we took care of their children for a very long time, and then mom decided they needed to go to preschool. And dad felt it was not a good choice, but mom wanted to, and dad had to live with mom. And it was the child. I mean, we did part time for them.
For the first child, they were
going through that, and the little girl would drop her off, and she would cry.
Oh.
And then she's there for a couple of weeks and starts settling in, and they moved her to another room because she had a birthday, and more crying. And it got to the point where dad was sitting in the parking lot banging his head on the steering wheel because he was doing this thing he knew wasn't right for his daughter, but he had to live with his wife. And then they wanted to, and it was a miserable experience. And everybody involved, except for the mom, said it was a miserable experience. And then they wanted to do it with the next child. And we told them, we said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to, you can either leave them here where they'll be more than ready for kindergarten, or you can take them someplace else because it just doesn't respect what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. And so there's the door. We've had a couple of those situations, I guess, but, I don't know if that, you know, boiling it down, I guess respect is a thing, but I think probably it's also for me, it was probably also an ego thing. I admit that. I don't know what the connection there is.
Just maybe just that what you were doing here wasn't less than what they thought they were going to be getting someplace
that,
else.
Yeah, they just didn't think, that was kind of a version of it, I guess.
Well, the only time, not only time, that's not true, but the thing jumping in my head is the very first place I did family child care, I had a parent, just one of the parents, totally just blatant disregard is what I would call it. For the times I opened and closed. And I know I joke about it in the bit, you know, about the lady trying to drop off early and stuff. And it wasn't an early, it was late. I mean, I'm talking that, like, technically I should have done the, you're supposed to call the cops, but I'm like, I'm really not going to be that person.
I don't want
to
be that person if I...
And I was just, I got to that point where I did start to feel disrespected mm-hmm. as just an adult to an adult. And I got the balls up one day to call him on it. As he picks his son up 90 minutes after closing. And this was constant. This wasn't like one time and I reacted. I mean, it was like, okay, this is like the fifth time. Technically, according to the rules, I should have called the cops 5 times ago after 20 minutes, right? So I've cut you way more slack. Mm-hmm. I said, I am feeling completely disrespected. And, you know, so I had my little spiel that I had practiced and it was short and sweet and not long and wordy. And all he looked at me and he said, I pay you for this service. And I said, well, then we might need to
until 5:30.
Yeah. We might need to revisit the nature of this service. Mm-hmm. I said, it's time to go and we'll revisit this tomorrow. And I mean, I was so kind of young and green and novice-y that, I mean, I remember like having my shit together while I was talking with him. And then as soon as I closed the door, like, you know, you...
Oh, yeah. The sweat starts coming down and you just kind of...
But I think that was a moment of feeling disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's no fun.
No.
Have you ever had that from somebody under the age of 30? No,
that's what I
mean. Yeah, exactly.
But the times that I can own this. The times that I might have, that would have been the first thought in my head, I then filtered it through, like, how old is this? Like, the developmental part. Uh-huh. Like, this is what that age brings to the table. The tweens and preteens and, you know, teenagers and that. Like, this is their job right now.
Their job's the asshole.
I might feel a little disrespected, but at the end of the day, I also realize that this is on par with what this kid should be doing.
That's where they should be. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with connecting and having a conversation and talking about, this is how I was feeling, you know, da 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 da. But there wasn't that, like, oh my God, you know, you're just such a little bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess when our kids were growing up, I always had, you know, I didn't really care with me, but when they didn't talk nice to their mommy, that kind of got me. I you know, you should respect your mommy. That was kind of my thing. And so that got under my skin with the kids once in a while. But not crazy. And mostly that was just a conversation about, you know, you're kind of being a dick. I mean, that's not the language I use, but you're kind of being a dick to your mom. And here's all the things your mom does for you, and you might want to think about that a little mm-hmm. bit. So it wasn't a
right.
one of those things, but it was kind of.
Do you think if we did unpack this a little bit more personally, it would come back to what we were raised with, right? Then that becomes the threshold or the barrier or the definition of what we would, like, those kinds of things. Like, you should respect your mother.
Yeah.
You know, that came from somewhere, right?
Respect your elders.
Respect your elders.
Yeah.
It comes from somewhere. So if somebody is, like, really super married to those things that they were raised with, those values or whatever you would call it, tapes, whatever you call it, if they bring that into the classroom with them, they could potentially be filtering, you know, when I was 4, somebody told me this, and you're 4, now I'm telling you this, right? Because this is what...
Well, yeah. And with them listening to this podcast, those thoughts might pop up, and then they can start unpacking and going, well, what did they mean by respect your elders? And, you know, dissect it a little bit, and maybe,
you know,
realize what it means. And
where did sit down, be quiet come from?
Yeah.
This isn't sucking up, but I thought you made me think. You made me have a think, Lisa. I thought, you
even
know,
better the whole, than a feeling.
I have a think. Thinks are much better than feelings. The whole you should respect your mother thing. The whole you should respect your mother thing for me, I don't think it came from growing up. I think it came from. There are very few people in the world whose respect I care about having more than Tasha's, mm-hmm. and who I respect more than her, and so somebody messing with that is probably what that came from for me with our kids. I think probably. I don't know. That's a nope. suck up, baby, but I dig you.
Aw, thanks. Brownie points.
And that concludes this episode of the Chicken
Girl. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a big thing. I, you know, think about who you really want the respect from. Is it the four-month-old? Is it the four-year-old? Or is it somebody else in your life? Think about what you're really defining as respect. Is that what it is? Or
who
is
do
it,
you respect in your own life?
Yeah, do some reflection on this, people. Think about it, because it's as you've heard, it's kind of, there's a lot of unpacking that you can do with this topic, and
it's like
and we don't want this podcast to be an ending of the discussion or the thinking. Use it as a starting point. Go forth and think. And then after you've done a little bit of thinking, listen to a little bit of Aretha Franklin, because she could sing.
Shake it, baby.
Huh? This has been the Child Care Barn Girl Podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.
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 This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.